Welcome to our detailed design meeting. I'm pretty excited. Let's start, it's approximately 15:30 or something like that. Okay, the agenda, we're gonna do an opening and then I'll talk about the minutes from the last meeting that we discussed. Then we'll have the prototype presentation and look at the evaluation criteria. We'll look at the finances and finally joint production evaluation and close. So starting off with last one, I don't have it here. But we talked about energy, we're gonna use a kinetic battery. We want to use a simple chip because we're not gonna need a shuffle, we're gonna need a scroll. We're choosing a latex case in fruity colors, it's curved. And we're using push buttons and with a supplement of an on-screen menu. And it sounded like we had set like 8 or 9 buttons, including 5 preset channels. Okay, let's do the look and feel design presentation first.
Do you want to start?
Right, well we made 3 different prototypes and I guess we'll start with this one. We have our colors are not fixed, but this is the general shape. It's you sort of either like this in your left hand or you switch it over and then it's easily adaptable to either hand. You can push the buttons with your thumb like a mobile phone, or you can push them with your index finger of your other hand, or even then there's a whole variety. You can hold it like this and press it with your same index finger. We have the on-off button at the tip, very visible, very big. We have our up and down buttons, which are also going to be our channel selectors, and we have our little menu button here. If you're just pushing these normally, they're the menu buttons, the volume buttons rather. If you press select once, they become channel changing buttons. If you press select 3 times, the menu with the other features and possibly also with your TV channel choices shows up, and you have your 5 presets down here. People want to grab hold of that, see how it feels in your hand. That's our number one prototype. Do you want to present the potato or shall I bring some action?
There's a little lightning bolt in it. Very cute.
They call that one the bombus.
The
bombus.
The rhombus.
This one's known as the Draco. It's a. I can now present it. It's an ergonomic shape, so it fits in your hands nicely. It's designed to be used either in your left hand or in your right hand. I've gone here just the 4 buttons on this one. The 2 blue buttons here are for adjusting the volume. So you've got volume up and volume down on the other side here. The red ones are for changing channels, channel up and channel down, and that moves between your favourite channels that you've selected. This middle button here brings up the on-screen menu, and when you're working in the on-screen menu, you use the other 4 buttons to navigate around the menu system and the middle button to select. And that's basically it. That's the potato.
On off?
That would be one of your channels, basically. So like channel 0 would be just switch the machine off. Yeah.
Could the middle button of the on-screen menu function as a power button?
Not really. It would make it hard to turn the machine off, to turn the TV off.
If you press
and
hold it, maybe?
Yeah.
You can hold it down.
That'd be
on
off. Possibility. And then finally, we have the Martian or the pear, either way. It's a bit different, just a little bit more of a creative feel. You have the on off toggle stem on the top. We have the 5 preset scenes. And then you have on the sides, to make it a little bit more three-dimensional, you have your channel changing, volume changing buttons, and your menu button right here in the middle. So that's for your consideration as well. Plus it's an interesting talking point to have standing up. We figured it could stand up like this on your table if you wanted it to, if I made the bottom flat.
Sorry, what's the other one in the middle? I forgot.
The menu select button.
Very interesting.
So
that's my favorite.
So that's our 3 prototypes. basically, in terms of making decisions, what we need to do is, first of all, decide on a form, which are the three different shapes we want, then decide what kind of button layout we want, how many buttons, and then to choose what colours we want to make the buttons, and if we want to put any text on the device, like label on the buttons, or put a brand name, or a logo, or whatever.
We were thinking that normally we'd go for fruity colours, but maybe we're also thinking that you're sort of middle-aged man, for an example, customer might not want a fruity colored remote, so maybe we'd have one version that's a bit toned down, maybe with less contrast on it. There's something still a little bright to make it hard to lose, but
we don't want it to look like a kid's toy.
Now that was one thing that we brought up over email. I don't know if you picked up your email.
Yeah.
The feature that we considered for not getting lost.
Right. Well, we were talking about that a little bit when we got that email, and we think that each of these are so distinctive that it's not just like another piece of technology around your house. It's going to be somewhere that it can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not thinking that it's going to be as
critical. It's like under covers or like in a couch. You still can see it.
Would it be very difficult to just have an external device that, like, I don't know, taped to your TV, that when you press it, a little like beep goes off? Do you think that would be conceptually possible?
I think
it would be difficult technologically,
mm-hmm.
because if your remote's lost, it's probably under the settee, and in that case, you can't send an infrared signal to it. I'm not quite sure
that's
how
true.
It would work.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's more just a gimmick than anything else. How many times do you really seriously lose your remote control, and would a device like that actually help you to find?
There might be something that you can do in the circuit board in the chip to make a noise or something, but it would take a lot more development
mm-hmm.
than we have this afternoon.
Okay. That's a fair evaluation. So we decided not to worry about that for now.
Yeah.
Because, the designs are very bright, so you're right, they're going to stick out.
So do people have a preference as far as feel and functionality?
I feel like this is similar to sort of what already exists. So if we're trying to think of something sort of like new and fun, even though this is like what I'm initially drawn to, just because it's like comfortable and like not different, I sort of like this one. Like I don't know why. It's like small but still sort of like cute looking. I don't know. But I also like the side buttons on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that's kind of neat. But I don't know how much any of this has to do with the fashionable, sort of cool looking thing that we also need to focus on.
Could we maybe have like an extra button on the top for Anna? So then it
would
be
there we go.
That's good.
Yeah.
Stick it on. Why don't we do a product evaluation using your criteria?
Well, do we want, like, I think we're supposed to have one that we do it for.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was a little vague on what exactly I'm supposed to do, but I have to write something on the whiteboard, so.
Do you need this or just write on the whiteboard?
No, I actually don't have like a PowerPointy thing.
Okay.
Because I think it would be redundant. I don't know.
I am worried about using a menu in that within menus there are sub menus, and so how do you get back to the main menu?
Well, on the iPod, for example, you just every time you want to go back, you hit the menu button again, and it brings you back one level.
But But that has a menu button separate from the select button. Whereas if this one's both the menu and the select button.
This is the up and down button, so we use the scroll up and down for this choices.
Okay.
If you find the choice that you want, so you press button.
Yeah. Yeah, so then you use the guy into the sub menu.
Yeah, maybe it can be one of those that's
Okay, so which one are we sort of roughly looking at to address whether or not it meets our necessities? The yellowy one, is that? Okay, well, we can obviously change it after we go through these different ones. So basically what we need to do is some of the things that we've talked about before, we need to make sure that that remote actually does conform to the things that we said it was going to. So what we sort of want to do is we each need to separately rank each of the following things, and then I'll tabulate an average just to make sure that it does meet that. So we'll just go through them one at a time, and we'll just go around, and each of you can tell me on a scale of 1 to 7, with 1 being really extremely true and 7 being not true at all or false, if the remote that we've created conforms to the following criteria. So we can do this one first. First, we want to know if it meets the fancy look and feel objective. So like in my opinion, for now at least, the yellow one is probably somewhere in the middle. So I'm going to say it's like a 3. That's just my opinion. What is each of you?
I kind of think it's unique enough that I give it a 2.
Okay. Well, give it a number.
Okay.
Sorry.
I would give it 1.
Okay.
Unique.
And 2. Awesome. All right. And same sort of scale for functionality. Is it functional? I think it's extremely functional. I'm going to give it a 1. 1.
I think it's functional. It's also pretty basic. So I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
Functional. I think it'll get everything done. I think it might be a little confusing at first.
Okay. Well, there's some other ones that will address that, yeah.
And I'm going to give it a 2.
Awesome. Okay. We want to know next if it's technologically innovative.
Did you give a 1?
Yeah, she said it was 1. Is it technologically innovative? Not really. I mean, not so much, because we don't have the LCD screen. We don't have fancy chip. Other than what it looks like, I don't know if it's really...
The
kinetic battery is a big one, so.
How many people noticed that, though?
But we know it's there.
Like, hey,
and if it's made of, like, latex, that whole idea, that's pretty cool. I'll give it a 3. Because we could have picked a lot of features that would have made it really.
Yeah. I would say that it's, yeah, like, fancy versus creative. It's different.
All right. You know?
I'd say it's technologically it's not unique. I mean, it is just push buttons. So I'd give it a 4.
I think I'm
gonna
go with 4 as well.
Okay. Next, is it easy to use? Just so you know, easy to learn will be separate, so don't overlap them. I think it's really easy to use. I'll give it a 2. All right. We next want to see if it has a spongy quality. And if indeed it's made of latex or rubber, it's spongy all the way.
Give it 1.
Yeah.
I wonder if it bounces when you drop it.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
That is a great custom.
Yeah.
And what do you give it?
I'll
give it 1. All right. And the next is, does it integrate some notion of fruits and vegetables? Well, is it going to be yellow?
Yeah, It might be, because that's our corporate color, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, corporate color, we didn't keep that in.
We might want to keep it yellow.
Well, if we, I know it would make it a little more confusing, but if we had all the buttons in black and the design and the outside in yellow, that would be our corporate one, and then we could also have alternative colors, one a more conservative one.
Yeah, if you had like a silvery kind of white or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Can we have like an RR inscribed on the bottom or something?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I think it.
It was inspired by the potato, so I
Yeah.
think it's pretty
I think it's kind of mango-y too.
Yeah, I'm giving it a one. The mango kind of put me over.
That's
what. What's everyone's numbers?
One.
Two.
One.
All right. And does the design match the appropriate behavior? Remember earlier we discussed that people don't use a lot of buttons, that they use the channel flipping and the volume the most. I think we really took that into account a lot, so I'm going to give it a one.
Yeah.
Did you say one, Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Also, we talked earlier about RSI and wanting to prevent any sort of like carpal tunnel-y kind of thing. Do we think that the LaTeX sort of grip appropriately takes that into account? I think I'll give it a two because I almost feel like no matter what you do, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if it's repetitive movement, it is going to be only four buttons that you're constantly pushing. But
I'm worth the risk, I think.
I'd go with the two.
I'll say two as well, because older people that aren't used to like texting would have found much better with it.
Okay. All right, awesome. And the ease of learning it. I know you were saying that you were a little bit nervous about that. I don't know. It sort of reminds me of the iPod. I just got mine. I still haven't read the instruction book, and I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I'm not good at learning technology. So I'll give it a two.
The menu system and the fact that multiple buttons are used for different things might be a bit confusing, but I think it's one of those things that it might take you 5 minutes to figure out, but you'll have it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd give it a two, I guess.
I think it's probably a little harder than most of us to learn, because you have to use the menu system and you have to tell it what your favorite channels are, and that could take a bit of learning at first.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've learned how to do it, I could get it before.
Okay.
I think it's
good
for you. It's a pretty high learning curve, it'll be easy once you've done it, but.
Mm-hmm. All right. Also, earlier we had something about losing it, and so now we're not addressing that at all. So.
I think we can kind of say we address it.
Okay, so in terms of not losing it, do you think that on a scale of 1 to 7, how easy or hard is it to lose? I'm gonna give it a 4, because I think that you can still, if it's in between somewhere where you can't see it, you're kind of not gonna find it, but anywhere else it's gonna stand out. All right, we also said simplicity. How well does it address just being simple?
Simple to use or simple in design?
I think overall, because we had said before our two main things were simplicity and fashion, so those are the next two things we're going to look at, separate from fancy, like that sort of thing. It like wants to be simple, but it's not like totally simple, so I'm going to give it a 2. All right, and fashionable?
It's totally fashionable.
It's hot. I mean, it's a mango. Come on. I mean, how fashionable can you make a remote? I think it's bringing technology and fashion together really, really well.
I don't know. I don't think it's quite as fashionable as my robot remote.
I do like the
remote. Yeah, the toggle on-off switch was really appealing. Number? And does it meet our like demographic need sort of for international appeal, that whole thing? Just that it would serve our audience. I don't see why not.
I think as long as we offer it in at least three different color arrangements. So I'll give it a two.
All right, does anyone have any other features that they think were important that we didn't talk about?
Well, we didn't address the fact that it does need to have a corporate logo, so let's make sure we keep that in mind, that that one of our color contracts is a corporate and has an RR on it.
Well, I think all of them have an RR,
And so we're gonna do that, so it will address it. Fine. Okay. That's me.
Okay, now we're gonna look at finances. I have an Excel sheet that we're actually gonna calculate the cost. Okay.
Wow.
Hand dynamo. We're using kinetic battery, right?
Yeah.
I'm having one per. Electronics.
Simple.
Okay. Case.
Our case material supplements.
Well, don't we need plastic and?
No, the plastic is, the plastic from the inside is assumed.
Provided,
the
okay.
The supplement is,
the wood.
Oh, I guess it was rubber rather than.
It was rubber and special color, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have more than one special color?
Yeah, we're using,
well,
we're
two special colors.
Need at least two special colors.
I don't know what
per
the basic color is, though.
Yeah.
Well, but we know that we're having at least three colors, so.
Well, are we talking about on each color combination, or are we, you know, like we'll have yellow and black. Is that two special colors?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or
that
or
I
is white and black two more, or? I guess it's three.
Right.
Maybe the RR will be in color as well, so, yeah. Interface. We're doing push buttons.
Yeah.
And how many buttons do we have?
Six.
Five.
Oh no,
six.
Five.
Six.
With a comma.
Yeah. Anything else?
No. Oh, we'll do. Are the buttons in special colors?
Oh,
buttons. Oh, so so the case material will just have one color, right?
Yeah.
The buttons will be in special colors.
But if we're making multiple varieties of, this is where I'm getting confused.
We're saying per unit.
Per unit.
Okay, so each unit will only have one color.
Alright, and each button.
But the cases could have up to three, I mean, the buttons could be up to three colors? Is that
yeah.
How it's designed there.
I like it like that.
Okay.
Special form, they're all kind of just push buttons.
No, I think they're fine.
Special material.
Do you want them reverse welcome? Oh, yeah.
So, oh, I have to do it per button. Do I?
No, I don't think so. I think they're, if they're all going to be rubber, then that's what it matters.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense otherwise, because for the whole case material, it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's two to make it rubber.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so maybe.
13.7.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what can we reduce?
Okay, let's have our buttons all be one color.
I kind of like the buttons.
It's only going to bring us down to 13.3 anyway. Okay, are we sure this is double curved? Maybe it's single.
We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't get any pictures.
It's single curved!
Yeah.
It's not, yeah. Okay, it's a kinetic battery that's kind of expensive, but we have a simple chip, single curve, case material that is rubber and it's a special color.
Yeah.
But that's important.
That is important.
Six buttons.
How did
it
get more expensive?
Six buttons.
What did you just change?
What?
It was 13 and now it's 15.
No, okay, maybe not. I don't know what just happened. Now it's 12.
Oh.
What was our target price then?
12.5.
Okay.
So we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Ish. Okay, we're all set. Save. I saved that to our shared folder, so you know. Okay, back to agenda. Are the costs under €1,250?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Let's move on to the project evaluation. Project process. Satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, the means, any new ideas found. So I guess what we're going to talk about here is just evaluating how we created this project, the information we got, and used, how we used it, if we were able to use our creativity with the information. How well I led it, how well we worked together as a team, the digital pens, the whiteboard.
Okay. I felt very creative. I enjoyed making the prototypes.
I think we've been successful in that we achieved almost all of the design goals that we set ourselves at the start.
Yeah.
And we've come up with a finished project and we just about successful within the past.
I think we could have done even better with a little bit more information, like
mm-hmm.
what's a single curve case, how many colors, what do colors count,
mm-hmm.
things. But given what we had, I think we did really well. I think we worked together really well.
Yeah, I mean, if I had had more market research other than fruits and vegetables, maybe we could have taken that into account.
But the fruits and vegetables stimulated my creativity.
So I know, I really did. The whole mango idea was great. No, I mean, I felt that the pen was a little distracting for me, personally. Like, its heaviness, like just being so conscious of like turning the pages, I don't know. That was a bit of a distraction. That was the last one. Like, I chose not to do a PowerPoint because I didn't think it made sense to. So I liked that I had the option to do that and just to take my own notes and that whole sort of thing.
I think we all made very significant contributions. I don't think anybody dominated it, which I thought was really good. Like, each of us was able to, like, each of you had your information and I tried to facilitate it with a, like, taking it over.
They're funny.
Yeah.
Kind of want one.
Can we market this as the mango remote? Should we have that somewhere on the packaging?
I'm trying to think of a good pun that I could add there, but
no, it's like a
jingle. I like the RR that's gonna be etched in.
Yes. Hopefully not with just my thinking out at some point, but pretty useful little gadget. All thanks to Ian for the design of that.
Okay,
new
ideas.
People should really base their remotes on fruits and vegetables.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or at least be creative enough to think of toggle switches.
I am really into the idea of kinetic batteries now.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I didn't even know they existed.
I knew you could get watches that had them, like really quite expensive watches. That just never need a battery because you're always moving your wrists.
Mm-hmm.
But in other things, I think it'd be really good.
And it, yeah. Okay, closing. And the cost within the budget. Is the project evaluated? And there's a final questionnaire meeting summary. So this is a great product, kids. I think we've created something really interesting and that we have a market for it. Especially if we can produce it at 12.3, which we hope. Make sure in your questionnaire to put down criticisms of both the process and the final results. And
yeah, real reaction.
I should have wrote the Martian remote. If you could choose more than one, that would be my second choice.
Oh, that would definitely be my second choice.
Although the twop toggle. I'm afraid
that's
I would.
Cool.
I would break it.
Be
I would break it.
I'd break it.
It started because I wanted to have it as a stem, and then, alright. So
oh, that's funny.
It started as a pair, but then it started looking more like a Martian.
Kind of looks like a penguin, like, no eye.
Oh, yeah, green penguin.
I like that it stands up.
Well, maybe I should market it to some remote control company. So our
Oh, sad.
Okay, congratulations.
Nothing will come up until after our meeting's supposed to be over, it's all time.
Oh. I got more master classes, anybody else wanna like take a master's class?
That's really funny that you got stuff from your work.
Yeah, but check it out, so like, there are all these like links that I don't. But I'll, you need to keep in mind your knowledge management.
No, the first one you said, like, I didn't realize it was a joke, and I was like, why did she send this to us? It's very, it's very work relevant, cause people send spam a lot.
I'm very sad that I didn't get any links to the corporate website.
Oh, here, you can view.
The corporate website.
You can just see what's up.
Inspiration about subject words.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really deep, hold on. Takes a little while to get excited to load. That, the Excel thing was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Here, like, basically, it's like inspiration, basically, I'm gonna give you two sentences on fashion and that kinda thing, see, you didn't miss out that much.
Yeah, my inspiration from last night is the interior of a remote control being taken apart bit by bit, talking about circuit boards. I learned a lot, actually.
Oh, wow.
I could probably take apart a remote control now if I really needed to.
This one was cooler, I got a whole table and everything.
I don't have all the circuits and chips and transponders and, I broke it all down because I thought it would be relevant, like all the different parts of the inside of a remote control, but then they're like, you don't actually need this.
That's like mine, it was like, would you prefer an LCD screen or a multi-function remote control, and then it didn't have like any kind of table. Like, awesome, I'm glad they asked that question and didn't report the result.
That's really interesting.
I thought it was a little tricky having to hand around this thing.
Yeah.
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 We had a lot of the, otherwise the technology out today was kinda cool.
Yeah.
I was really having it.
We didn't use the whiteboard that much.
No. Although I don't see how we could have very, well, at least for me, I.
Yeah, if I had gotten pictures of the different parts of the case, the different looks of the case, I would probably draw them up.
Cause we weren't like voting on anything, I think usually like whiteboards are good, and you're like crossing out ideas, or like if we had like a brainstorming period.
Brainstorming stuff up there rather than just talking about it, but.
But I thought we were good orally.
Only four people, it doesn't really make sense.
Good.
And with printing with the PowerPoint that we can all look at, like you can do all those things pretty much on PowerPoint.
And these might have made us more willing to like take notes than to like write them here, cause we all needed them separately, kind of in the whiteboards in this room.
Because we're all gonna be working in different places.
Yeah.
If we were all gonna stay in here all the time, then having the notes up on the whiteboard would have been alright, but everyone needs their own like specific notes, I guess.
Now, when you were creating your prototypes here, did you work together or did you like do separate projects?
We worked together, but we were making like, we sort of made different shapes and then discussed how the buttons might work. How we could like improve on the designs.
It was a bit of both, really. We just kind of started out by each taking a color of clay and just fooling around with it, and I came out with that rhombus shape, and he came out with a sort of potato-y, mango-y shape, and then just went from there, really.
I think we could learn, first of all, keeping our meetings to time. Second, we actually, we did a good job of making firm decisions at the end.
Sorry.
That happened to be all the time, though.
I know what happens sometimes is that you tend to sort of have meetings and then people sort of drift away without anything actually really being decided.
Mm-hmm.
But I think here we got clear and decisive. Decisive points down at the end of the meeting so that we knew where to go on from there.
Yeah, I was quite worried at the end of the last meeting that we weren't getting we didn't really have enough information to make firm decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to do it regardless, so. I'm not usually a very decisive person, so I've had to have people say, this needs to be done to confide in.
I found that we could have used another 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Especially last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the last time we had a lot of information, but it was not quite enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We couldn't answer every single question.
Okay.
But.
And I felt the first two meetings that I was coming in with no information, and that made me really, I don't know, throwing together a PowerPoint out of no information. And then last time it was like the opposite. I had so much information and so much to talk about.
It was interesting what came out like later, like as I was doing the, when I was doing the breakdown on the agenda that they gave me, that more points came out from your presentation even. I am a little disappointed that we didn't do a something for losing the remote, because that was kind of a big point.
I mean, that was something that, in order to talk about that, we would have had to have actual knowledge about circuit boards.
Yeah.
The problem was, even when we just were creating from the Excel file, there wasn't like an option to select to somehow have it included. So there was no way we could be like, yeah, it has it included.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way for us to have written down that it was really there.
I think we were just getting over enthusiastic with the task.
Well, it's interesting.
I think we really got into it. I mean, I got into it as the day went on. I got really like, ooh, I'm designing the remote control. I don't know if that's just me, but
yeah, it was really.
It was interesting though that they put that 50% of people say they have frustration with losing their remote, and yet they didn't provide us with information too.
Yeah.
We should discuss that. I know that like people have like things that you put on their keys that you press it and it'll beep.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that would require some kind of technology that I just don't know what it is.
I think there are some of those like infomercial remotes that have things so you won't lose them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about it, and like in my household at least, there's only about 2 places that the remote is ever. Because there's only one TV, and there's
that's
no
like saying you're never going to lose your keys, and I always do anyway. You could lose them in your pocket, like you just will forget that, or like put it down somewhere that like made sense, and then not remember. There's always ways to lose things.
It depends on how organized you are personally.
Yeah, or like I guess what the setup of the house is too.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I am notorious for losing my keys. I guess I'm just never that so remote. I put my keys in the refrigerator the other day. So it's pretty much shoes around. You're taking stuff from a bag and putting them in the refrigerator. Back to my room.
Can't get in.
Look all around the kitchen. Definitely in the vegetable drawer.
That's fine.
I always do the leaving it in my coat and like using a different coat.
Mm. Yep.
I guess it's good we don't really carry remotes around that much.
Yeah. Can't really take it into the other room.
Maybe have a nice little robot on me for the time, have a robot alien pair, whatever it is, have a little voice. And I am a baby. A GPS. Internal GPS.
And then there you go.
Although it's sitting still.
We should make one that walks by itself.
It really could get up and walk away.
Or like some crazy like electromagnet that you push it and it'll zoom to the TV and sit there.
It's just a wheel, you know? Just if you like you have to have a remote for your remote.
Yeah.
Well, but if you could attach them to the TV, then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All kinds of possibilities.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to update my minutes. I decided to, you know how I sent you the email saying that PowerPoint minutes will be complimentary rather than like repeating? I'm just going to make. I'm making full minutes so that it'll include all of the agenda and all that. Because it seems a little more useful.
most typing and organizing to do.
But I didn't have like information to swap
yeah.
or anything, so.
How much of your PowerPoint was already done for you every meeting?
Most of it. Mm-hmm. I added slides. I added a couple slides each time, but that's about it.
How do you think about adding slides? Because I would just get slides with titles on them and
mm-hmm.
fill them all in. Didn't even think about that anymore.
Well, the thing was, it would provide an agenda with like several points, but it wouldn't have a slide for each point. And that's the only
yeah.
way I remember that I need to go over that point. I know personally when I do PowerPoint, that's what I do. So I added
mm-hmm.
ones, even if it was just like the title of it, like the three presentations. And I didn't do that.
Do we have to have the slogan on it, or can it just be like?
The slogan
yeah.
on it?
No.
Okay, good. So it's like, it could go around the outside.
No, I don't think we need to. I think
just
the R and
R,
especially with the yellow and black one.
Is it yellow and blue?
Or yellow and blue? Let me go to the webpage.
Yeah, I was just kind of going by the webpage because they didn't give me any clear, like, yellow.
Oh, I guess
gray.
It is black, gray. Gray is better than black, doesn't look so bumbly-ish. I don't really understand the random, like, news clippings.
Finish meeting now. Wasn't it interesting that, I thought it was interesting that our marketing expert did not agree with the marketing, marketing choices, you know, like.
Yeah, well, because I just feel like if you're really doing, like, a really big market evaluation, you wouldn't just have like one set of sources kind of, and they were so not backed up. It would just be a sentence being like, we did a survey, this is what people said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it's sort of a gray, isn't it? Yellow and gray, but then the slogan's in blue.
Well, we got some gray and we got some blue buttons. We're good.
Yeah. Well, they don't have the right color for it.
Maybe it's like.
Well, we're not sadly open to actually reproducing this. So.
If they ever come out with potato.
Potato magnetism for roads.
I'm gonna have to.
The intellectual property.
Yeah.
I can't believe the whole day is gone.
I know.